Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. A man who was in the Big Ten himself, a monster in the Big Ten, Bo Nickel. He is going to be fighting at UFC 309 this weekend. Bo, thanks for joining us again, man. How are you?
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate y'all having me on. I heard some Big Ten discussion. What's up?
Wait, are y'all going to ever get over the hump? It just seems like every year they're right there, and then they have those one or two games where they just, this year it was Ohio State, just can't, it's close.
I know. I stopped getting my hopes up. It's a tough kind of situation to be in as a fan. Of course, I want the team to win, and I believe in them, but I feel like they got to get some type of momentum and start believing in themselves in these big games, you know, because I think the person that wins the big game, you know, it's not the person that maybe has even the best players or the highest level of skill. You just got to go get it. You just got to, like, really want it more than that.
Especially
other
in college.
Yeah, you just got to make it happen. Yeah. And we haven't done that so far. So it's been disappointing. But, you know, luckily with the expanded playoffs, we'll maybe get another shot. You never know what could happen once you get into that position. And so we'll see. But I feel like this team is talented. They're good, but they just got to get a little more belief in themselves.
We've become kind of like, adjacent Penn State fans because of Chop Robinson this year on the Dolphins. He finally got his first official sack celebration last week. So we're fired up for Penn State. We're rooting for that pipeline.
Let's go. Yeah, I appreciate that. We got a lot of fans, but we could always use more.
So this fight coming up here, Bo, I mean, you know, this is obviously everybody loves watching your fights because they want to see how fast you can smash somebody. Like, that's kind of become the thing. But you're taking on, like, a real veteran here in Paul Craig. Like, are you anticipating this to be a longer night at the office? Do you want to still go out and be a buzzsaw like you've always been? Like, what in this matchup are you expecting with a guy with the experience that Paul has?
You know, when I look back at my wrestling career, my best performances, I didn't go in with this super detailed, strict game plan. You know, I had more of a general idea of what I want to do, and I'm still game planning, but it's a little more open and leaves room for creativity. And so I'm kind of going in the same way for this fight where, you know, I think that if you kind of lock yourself down into the fight has to go this way or it has to go that way, then what if it doesn't? And then you have a hard time pivoting. So for me, this camp has been a big focus on just getting better overall, improving all of my skills. He's definitely got a lot of experience and he's got some positions he's really good at. So I worked on those positions specifically, but I feel like going into this fight, I'm just very open-minded and just leaving room to be creative and figure it out as we go.
Are those the best fights to go into where you have a level of uncertainty fighting another guy, or when you have an excellent idea of what he's going to do and sometimes it takes you a while to adjust if he does something different?
Yeah, I think that for me, I enjoy the unknown a little bit. When, like my last few fights, it's almost as if you can't get as hyped because it's like, this isn't that big of a challenge and I'm not as excited. I'm not, you know, for me, the bigger the challenge and the more high pressure, the better I'm going to do, just because I love it and I enjoy it. And that's what I live for. So with this, it's definitely something that I think that this is a bigger challenge and I'm going to go put on an amazing performance. I don't have any doubt about that. I think that the game plan is pretty solid. But I want to leave room to improvise as well. You know, I don't like when people get themselves into a situation where something goes wrong in the fight and there's panic because they're like, oh crap, what do I do now? I didn't expect this. So I'm not really like, I don't have that specific of expectations.
Is there any part of you that feels like, you remember like the last time we talked to you, you were very measured on like, you don't want to rush things because everybody has big expectations. I'm sure you have big expectations of yourself, but do you feel like as the more rounds and training you get under your belt, like, do you feel like the itch to like vault to the top? Cause everybody knows what your talent is. Do you feel like that's going to get higher on yourself? That'd be like, all right, now I want to be taking on a title contender. I want to be right there in the mix as soon as possible. Like, do you have to fight that at all? Or do you feel like it's getting to an appropriate time where you want to be at that spot?
Yeah, 100%. That's definitely, in my mind and part of my thought process. It seemed like, you know, I had these big goals for so long and they were so far away. I almost like couldn't see them, even though they were on my mind. And now I feel like as I'm improving so much and getting these bigger fights, fighting tougher opponents, now it's like I can see them. They're right there. They're really a couple fights away. And that actually gets me more motivated. I felt this camp was the most motivation I've had to compete in a really long time. And I think it's because I am inching closer to those goals and I'm getting within striking distance of them.
So, you have gone pretty fast though.
Yeah.
I mean, you have gone. Tobu was just telling me the story. Like it was three fights you were in. It was going a lot faster than most.
Do you ever miss, I'm sure you being down here in South Florida, I'm sure you went to plenty of regional cards, but do you, like, is there part of you that's like, man, I really never fought in like a scummy fairgrounds or something like that?
So, yeah. You know, it's funny. I look at, so my first amateur fight was actually super crazy. It was in Pensacola. And I did like, there was a lot of people there because it was a, the main event was a YouTuber boxing thing. And so they had a lot of fans and stuff, but dude, it was crazy back there. People were drinking and smoking. Some dude like knocked a girl out and the cops came in and like arrested him. And we were in a boxing ring, like not even a MMA ring. Like it was crazy. So I got a little bit of it, just a little taste, and then I moved on pretty quick.
I remember Leroy and I, one of our first trips to Vegas, our buddy wanted us to go to the Hooters Casino, and we walk out by the pool and there's a weigh-in happening at the Hooters Casino. And we're like, this can't be very high. This cannot be very high level here.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. No, I actually love that though. So some of my buddies, obviously, they're getting their first fights, first amateur fights, first pro fights. And so I'm pulling up to some of these places and we have stories for days about just the things we see. It's such an interesting, it's the Wild West for real.
Oh, it is. Cause my favorite is, you know, the fighters are required to bring a certain amount of guests. So they got to sell a couple of, a certain amount of tickets.
Yeah.
And the fights are always in the crowds with all the tickets they sold and not necessarily in the ring.
Yeah.
Oh, it's wild.
It gets real tribal real quick.
Yeah.
We saw you mix it up a little bit with John Jones at the media day. Are you, I wonder from your perspective, seeing him back in the ring, like admiration for a guy like that to come back. And I guess, what was that like just feeling it out a little bit next to John Bones Jones?
Oh yeah, 100%. Every time me and John see each other, it's on site. We got to get some grappling in. Got to you know, test the waters out. UFC 285 was my first fight in the UFC, and he was main event, and we did the same thing. But yeah, I think he got me the first time. I know I might have got him this time, so we're 1-1. We'll need to do a trilogy. But yeah, John's the man. I feel like just being around him, you get this crazy, he's got this crazy energy and aura. Like he has beat everybody in the world, you know, just such a legend of the sport. And so, you know, I'm very grateful, very appreciative to have not only shared one card with him, but two, and this one potentially being the last fight of his career. You know, I think he's got a couple more left in the tank, but you know, you never know. So we'll see. Right. And yeah, I'm just really grateful for it, excited. And I study him so much with his previous fights and his film. So just being around him is a cool experience.
Now, you, Bo, you obviously another big fight coming up this weekend is Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. You host a podcast for Jake's network. How much are you, there's no way, do you have any interest in this? Like, are you a little scared to watch what's going to happen? What do you feel are we going to see on Friday before your fight coming up on Saturday?
I'm definitely excited for it. I'm going to be watching. I feel like that's such a crazy thing, right? Like, who in the world thought that would happen? I don't know. I never predicted it. I don't think many people did, and it's really going down. So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see what happens. I'm a massive boxing fan, so I love watching boxing. I love watching old Tyson videos and stuff like that. And I've been, you know, kept up with Jake's career. So I feel like it's one of the greatest boxers of all time versus, you know, a guy that started off on the Disney Channel but is now a real legitimate pro boxer. And the only thing that really separates him is age, you know. So it's like
it's
massive. Yeah, that's what I feel like. I mean, obviously, if we're talking about a 28-year-old Mike Tyson, we're talking a different story. But we're talking about a, you know, I don't know, was he 58?
That's 58. Like, yes,
he's 58. So that makes me a little nervous, to be honest. There's not very many people 58 years old competing against young guys in their prime. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, what's the oldest person you would be comfortable competing against? Like, is there a limit? You're like, I won't fight a 50-year-old. Like, if Bo Nickel had to get into the cage, they're like, well, Bo, he's a, you know, Randy Couture is coming out of retirement. We'd really love to see what you could do.
I mean, they write the check. You know, it's all good. I'll take him out. No problem.
Bo, appreciate it, man. Good luck this weekend. Thanks, and we'll be watching, man. It's always a pleasure watching you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. Bo Nickel, watch him at UFC 309 this weekend against Paul Craig on the pay-per-view main event.